I mean, I think part of it is I think both of them are big-minded, bold thinkers, and I think they liked Ozzie's desire to not just be one more media entity focusing on today, but that desire to bring people tomorrow. I think they both believed in that. And I think one of the things, Cynthia, that I said to both of them is I said, people are going to look at this and they're going to say Ozzie is for millennials and Gen Z and that that's who Ozzie's for. But the truth of the matter is I believe what my mom always believed, which is that Ozzie's a state of mind. And whether you are 9 or 90, if you are about what's new and next, if you're curious, if you're the kind of person who occasionally or often says why not and not just why when presented with something different. In fact, if different is not something to get past, but instead something to excite you. When I say, hey, let's try this restaurant. It's a little different. Let's meet this person. It's a little bit different. Let's travel here. Like if you're the kind of person where different is actually, you know, draws you to that, then I think that's what both Mark Lazary, who's obviously been a legendary investor at Avenue Capital. And I think that's what Laureen Powell Jobs, who has been an incredibly impressive investor and game changer at Emerson Collective. I think that's what both of them, I hope, I think that's what they believed in when they saw Ozzie.